And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And these are the Dirty Panties. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dirty Panties and a track called Cheers. They're all the way from Las Vegas, Tony. Squid Hat Records, Las Vegas, all girl, power punk superstars.
Excellent.
Very exciting. There's a lot of good punk rock comes out of Las Vegas, doesn't it?
It does seem to have a lot of good punk bands, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, it does, yeah. And hello to the ones that I've met in the past.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. So anyway, Tony, what is the Dirty Panties website?
TheDirtyPanties.com?
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the internet, nil. And if we get more Dirty Panties material, we will play it. I've got to tell you, Tony, I was a little bit concerned when I typed in Dirty Panties to the internet.
Yeah?
And then rather disappointed when I just got their website. Now, we should be doing additional material in this bit, but we haven't had any. It's understandable. We don't get a lot of you getting in touch with us leading up to this show. This show, which is, of course, our Between the Wars reflection of the last 6 months sort of special sort of thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So we're playing 8 tracks that we've played in the last six months and one new track halfway through the show, that one being the first one, and a lot more coming up. If you have a joke or a poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Right, Tone. How we're doing the show this week is I'm going to introduce one and you'll introduce the next one because you've picked it, fair enough?
That's right, yeah.
So what have we got coming up?
Right, so this track is our pick. We played a special back in September for the Way Loud, the 90s cassette punk unknown. There's lots of bands from recorded on cassette tape that kind of like one-offs, and it was really great special, so I had to pick one from that.
Yeah, and it's a really, really great album as well. Really great album, came by Slovenly Records, and it's just superb, just really primal punk rock.
If you haven't heard it, you could go back and download it at that 15th of September, I think it was.
Right, yeah.
Great. But yeah, my favourite from that special is Mega and the Nerds.
Right.
Great. I think we opened the show with it. It was a great song.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we will be hearing another track straight after this, because we're doing two in a row here, but I'll tell you all about that track after you've played it. But trust me, it's quite long, but it's brilliant. It's one of my favourite tracks of the entire year.
I couldn't find a website for these, so I'm going to have to ask you for Sloveny's website. What is that? What's their Bandcamp page?
Oh, okay. Sloveny.bandcamp.com?
It is.
Excellent. Tony One, Paulie Being Internet One, what's the name of this song?
This is I Lurk.
Goblin.
Each day she had to clean the house and yard and pick the black grains and the white peas from the never-ending wheat. Cook supper from the mushrooms in the wood the way the Baba Yaga would and press the oil from poppy seeds. She worked her fingers to the bone and when she thought she was alone she knelt and clasped her hands to pray. No sooner had she started speaking, Baba Yaga stood there screeching, broken, crippled, howling out in pain. Isabella took a touch of butter for the dog. is coming through the window where she had before. She came in a little horse, got the dreadful witch in charge. She lost her funny fella, put her head on something hard. And that was the last we ever saw of Isabella. Isabella, beware the Baba Yaga. If you're caught out late at night, then Isabella, if you see the Baba Yaga, pistol and mortar in full flight, then Isabella, run from the Baba Yaga, run from the Baba Yaga, run, go, run, go, run. Isabella, 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 beware the Baba Yaga. If you're caught out late at night, then Isabella, if you see the Baba Yaga, pistol and mortar in full flight, then Isabella, run from the Baba Yaga.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Smokey Bastard and the track called Baba Yaga from their latest album. And I did play that song earlier in the year and say, I think this is my favourite song of this year. And I think it may remain so. Folk punk all the way from Reading, Tony.
Very nice.
Yeah. Now, we didn't say where Megan and the Nerd's from, but it's roughly southwestern United States, isn't it? But it was a long, long time ago. None of the bands that are on the We're Loud compilation are still going. So
yeah, I struggled finding any information about them at all.
Yeah. There isn't very much. Most of these bands didn't even know they'd been recorded, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's really primal stuff, isn't it? It's great, though. Anyway, Tony, what's Smokey Bastard's website?
SmokeyBastard.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet. One, that's off their latest album, the name of which escapes me, but go to the website, you find it all out. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Thank you, Boyle.
This stands for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, use a comment, get in touch, give us a nice New Year greeting or whatever, just to get in touch. So we've had two this week.
Excellent.
So first up from Jen Glenn Crisan. Is it Jen? Is it Glenn?
Who knows?
Who knows? Merry Christmas to P&T and Punky. After listening to hundreds of shows, I can draw at least one conclusion.
Hundreds?
I know. Paul B. Edwards loses his voice at least 3 times a year. Is it Jen or is it Glenn?
Yeah,
this is true.
Is it at least 3 times a year? Mm. I used to lose it every year after the Psych Committee meeting.
Yeah.
And I used to lose it every year after Edinburgh.
Mm.
That's twice.
Twice.
So yeah, I guess if there was one more holiday in the year or something, I'd probably lose it then as well. So yeah, he's probably on the money there.
I think he is.
I say he, we're thinking it's...
Could be she.
She, yeah.
Mm. But thanks for the comment. And
I want photos.
Yeah. And one up from my favourite of the year, Seth Catmilker.
There was me going to all the trouble thinking, oh, maybe it's a Star Wars generated name.
Yeah.
Is this the information about it?
It is.
Here you go.
Hello to you both. In answer to your question on the last podcast, I am a man. I've checked and also got someone else to confirm this to be true. The name is short for Sefton. It's Sefton.
Yeah.
The surname is not my own, as I didn't want to be found on social networking, but I have been known as the Cat Milker for a long time. Is there any chance of playing Cunt in the Gangs 12 Days of Christmas? I've had the pleasure of recording a video of him at the Download Festival a few years ago, performing Jimmy Savile and his sexy kids. Yours, Seth.
Yeah. More questions than answers there.
A little bit.
As in, the obvious question,
why are you called Cat Milker?
You're always called the Cat Milker.
A little bit disconcerting.
I just don't know how you can just throw that out there and then just not back it up with any information unless you're messing with our minds.
Clearly is.
Yeah.
This will go on for a while, but thanks for the comment, Seth. And dude, more information, please.
And no.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, no, I can't. I haven't got it.
Okay.
I haven't got that.
Right. Okay.
Tons of the Gang song.
There you go. And by the time we get around to it, it'll be gone. Christmas is gone now. So it'd be out of place.
Yeah.
Maybe for next year.
We will play some Cunts in the Gang in the future.
Excellent. That's it for Facebook.
In that case, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Yeah. Let's hope this is recorded, shall we?
Let's hope.
Let's hope so. Right, Tony, you got another song for us now?
I do. So, again, one of the favourite bands of the past 6 months, Random Hand. Played them quite a few times this year, and I did early in the year, I think, have a comment from Ems about if they split up or not. I still don't think they have. I mean, I looked at their Facebook page and it was still comments in October, so I doubt it. Great band. Ska band.
She's simple.
Yeah, I don't know where she got that from. Strange. But great band, and definitely one of favourite of the year. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/randomhand.
It is?
Yes. So that is
2-2.
Paul of the Inset 2, Tony 2. It's a Desmond.
It is.
Introduce away, my friend.
This is After the Alarm.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Random Hand, cracking track, isn't it?
Great track. Yeah, great band.
That was and I've got written down here, last week, Christmas.
Right.
Right. Now, is Steph your beautiful other half? Is she a Christmas baby?
She is.
She is. Because as soon as I thought of it, that song came in my mind. Santa baby, paint me up some eggs and some fish, or however it goes. I don't know the words to it. But yeah, and she also posted something fairly cryptic about her being the answer to the meaning of life.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a certain age, but we don't talk about ladies' ages, do we?
We don't. It's but a she is of that, yes.
And sci-fi fans and older listeners will understand the reference.
Yes, it took me a while to figure it out. Then again, I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah, it took me a nanosecond, Tony. I knew exactly what she's on about because I think she cut and pasted it from something I did 3 years ago.
Ah, okay. No, she wrote it, but she may have, yeah.
Yeah, Tony, I know she didn't cut and paste it.
She's 25th to 12th. But obviously, in Germany, they normally celebrate at 24th, so it's more of a problem here.
Oh, I see. Oh, right.
Yeah, because they do Christmas on the 24th, and then the day after is her birthday.
So in Germany, she's Das Boxing Day baby.
Kind of, yeah. It's all Christmas Day, but the celebrations are separate.
Oh, right. Okay.
Over here, if we want to do anything for her birthday, we're just screwed. It's the one day of year you can't do anything.
Yeah, that's right.
So we've moved her birthday now to February. So we're going to go out in February to celebrate it.
You moved her birthday to February?
I did, yeah, because I can do that. I have the power.
Right. Hmm. Well, is she going to cut and paste Paulmas as well, then? I think your friend is called Stephmas Paul. It was my idea. All right, well, I went down my mum's, had dinner, came back.
Okay.
That was it. That was my Christmas. Christmas hasn't really happened for me this year.
Right, you've been working.
It was nice. I had a nice day.
Good.
I had a nice day.
What did you have off? Just Christmas Day and Boxing Day?
No, just Christmas Day.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, I actually had Christmas Eve off. I had to work Boxing Day in the warehouse.
Blimey.
Well, I was putting things in boxes. It seemed like a good day to do it.
This is true.
Yeah. All right, then. Come on, we've got to crack on.
Okay.
Now, obviously, we play one new song in the bit that should be from the vaults when we do a thing like this. So it's songs we played before all the way through, but then this bit is a new one. And this is brand new by a band called Escarlatina Obsessiva, Tony, all the way from the mountains of southeastern Brazil.
Ooh.
That's right, and it's kind of post-punk, kind of goth, very Susie and the Banshees-ish. Right, but the track that I've picked actually sounds a bit like 17 Seconds era Cure as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm playing this especially for Fatboy, who does like a bit of goth.
He does.
Yeah, now this is available on a new album that's out that's a free download from their website, which is
EscarlatinaObsessiva.com.
It is, it's Tony 3, poorly beat on the internet too. Do get the free download, but also when it comes out as a physical release, buy that as well because it'll have some nice artwork with it and all that sort of thing. Mm. So they have done it as a free download so people can hear it, but then they do want people to buy it as well. So check out the website, download the stuff. If you like it, buy the thing as well. Sound fair?
That sounds fair to me.
Primal Beast. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12.
Oh, we sang that slowly, didn't we?
We just chilled out. Yes. Another week, more gigs at the 12 bar. It is on Holloway Road in London. Do check it out. Do support it, obviously. Venues do need your help. And hey, they give you beer and music, so
yeah, right.
It's all fair.
Top stuff.
There's a few things on this week. I mean, obviously, we're recording this on the 30th, so if you've still got time, 31st, for New Year's Eve, it's the 12 bar New Year's Eve rock and metal party.
Blimey.
Open till 6, 6 hours of live music, rock karaoke, DJs, clubs, many more.
I wonder how many people will be getting up to do Ace of Spades.
Oh, yeah. I know. Every single one of them should be Ace of Spades all night.
They should just be Ace of Spades all night.
Yeah. You can buy tickets on the door, which is great. Tomorrow. How much do you think that would be?
£6.
£12.
Wow.
£12 at the 12 bar. It's a big night. Do check it out. Saturday night, the 2nd of January. Waste, who are a French electro pop punk band.
Of course they are.
How much do you think that would be on a Saturday night?
£6.
Free entry to help with those post Christmas empty pockets.
Oh, so there you go. You can go to both and average out £6 a night.
There you go. And Sunday, Les Sex. SUEQES. Les Sekes. Sekes? Oh. What do you reckon?
Well, I don't know, mate. It might be the Seeks.
Seeks, Sooks. Sooks. Les Sooks.
Oh,
they're a post-punk girl band from Barcelona.
Oh, there you go.
And again, how much is that going for Sunday evening?
£3.
Free entry again.
Oh, brilliant.
So, big give and take.
Yeah.
Mostly
so,
gives.
Oh my goodness. So that's...
1200.
That's a long way from the beast.
It's a fair way up.
It is.
You probably can still hear the screams, though.
You probably can.
Mm.
What, the wailings of lost souls?
Yeah. He's not soundproof, the beast.
Yeah,
anyway, care.
That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar.
Hey.
Oh. Yeah, snappy.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, then. So you got another one for me now?
I do. So again, from, I think, back in September again, Sugar Boom. This hardcore nonsense, but actually really good, quite funny album that is worth listening to.
Which it's musically excellent, isn't it? With really funny lyrics.
It's great.
Yeah.
The more you listen to it, it is. It just gets better.
Yeah, they're really, really good. And I'm really surprised because is it metalcore?
Metalcore, yeah, I call it hardcore, but you're probably right, metalcore.
It's metalcore, I think. And it's like, it's not a genre I'm really into, but I just really like Chugga-Boom.
It's great.
I'd like to see them live, but they're just mysterious.
Well, they may tour, you said, maybe. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, very popular. This is so what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Chugga-Boom.
Facebook.com/Chugga-Boom UK.
Oh,
Chugga-Boomic.
So what's that? That's Tony...
Three. Four. Three.
Yes.
That's right, isn't it? No.
Is that right?
Is it Tony 4?
It's 4-2, mate.
It is, isn't it?
It's 4-2. Introduced.
This is Chugga-Boom and the Smoke Rings of Saturn.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Chugaboom, Smoke Rings of Saturn. But a fantastic album. So make sure that you get it. And if you're a slightly older person that doesn't understand that music, get it for someone younger.
There you go.
Yeah. Tony, are you doing anything this week? You doing anything for New Year?
I think we're going to have a quiet one for New Year. We're going to have probably karaoke in the house, I think. Get some wine in, and me and Steph's going to just sit in front of the karaoke machine and just make an arse of ourselves.
Just the two of you?
Yeah, just the two of us.
And is that going to be one of the karaoke songs you're going to do? I didn't know you had a karaoke machine.
Well, I don't technically, but I've downloaded this new... I'm using my old laptop as a media centre for the TV, and I downloaded this media player, and it's got karaoke built into it, and it's great. So it's not going to be the same as a karaoke thing, and also not be the same because it's just us two, but it'll be a bit of a laugh. And yeah, that's what
Tony,
we're
going
to do, I think.
Tony, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, it might be a bit weird.
Will you both do Ace of Spades?
All night.
Yeah, all night.
Yeah, that's all we're going to do. What are you doing?
I'm going down to a pub down the road from me to see a rock and blues band.
Oh.
Yeah. And because I'm actually off. I'm off. So, and then on New Year's Day in the evening, I'm going to go and see Star Wars. So I'm very much looking forward to your movie review coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So so that's it. I am actually going to go out. I'm by myself, Tone, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go. Hopefully I'll meet some people.
You'll meet people. Are you going to the Lion?
Yeah. Oh, Doug, I was going to keep it a secret which pub it was in case it was invaded by all of my friends. Yeah, I'm going down the Lion to see a band. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But that's all. And I'm a little bit conscious of the fact that we've been chatting quite a bit on this show and we've got some more songs to get through. So should we just crack on with the next?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. And we'll talk more in the next bit. Okay. Two songs coming up now. First up, one that I've picked, and then afterwards, one that you've picked. And you can back announce that one, can't you?
I can.
You can. So we played this band the other week, The Offenders, Berlin-based Italian ska punk, Tony, with a particular two-tone style. And certainly the track we're going to play, this is the first track we played by them. Again, it was back in September or October time, I think. The latest album's cracking. And this is just about the most two-tone track on it, I think. What is The Offenders' website?
TheOffendersMusic.com?
TheOffenders.eu.
Oh.
Which reflects their European status as a Berlin-based Italian band.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
An Axis band, if you will.
Okay.
I always seem to get the Second World War into this show, don't I? It's like I was there. Love this song. Really, really like it. Stay tuned for Headstone Horrors. Tony, you'll tell us all about them afterwards. In the meantime, this is Martin Style.
Martin Style, his drives for action. Martin Style, his Martin aggression. Martin Style, his drives for action. Martin Style, his Martin aggression. The way you walk on, standing in the streets. Marching on a thousand different beats. Try to use it, get used by a brand. Try to use it to keep the new trend. Martin Style gets dressed for action. Martin Style, the smart generation. Martin Style gets dressed for action. Martin Style, the smart generation. A version of normalcy that can't start from the boots. The way you're living, where you find your roots. People pass by as many different brands. Try to use it to keep the new trend. Modern style is dressed for action. Modern style, the smart generation. Modern style is dressed for action. Modern style, the smart generation. Modern style. Modern style.
produced by a brand. Try to use it to keep the new trend. Martin style gives drive for action. Martin style does my generation. Martin style gives drive for action. Martin style does my generation. Martin style.
Aunt Betsy's Box.
Listen to Seven Surfers right now. That was Headstone Horrors with Silent Moonlight. They're a Nottingham based band and they've got a girl singer, so obviously I was going to choose them. It's written in the stars.
Yeah,
great band. Great band, aren't they?
Great band.
I might see them in 2016, Tony.
Yes. Are they, if
2016, by the way, yeah. 2016 means that I know that it is divisible by 9.
Okay, go on. Yeah. Why is that?
That's how I rock. Because any number, if you add up the individual numbers and they add up to 9 or anything divisible by 9, it is divisible by 9.
Is that
so
true?
So 2016 is 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 6 equals 9. So 2016 will be divisible by 9.
Mm. Yeah. How many times?
Lots.
Well, 224.
200 and something, wasn't it?
224.
How'd you do that that quick?
I got calculator next to me.
You're no fun.
Can't do math in my head.
God dear.
Part of the young generation.
I'd have worked that out. Admittedly, the show might have been an hour and three quarters long, but I would have worked it out. So anyway, Headstone Horror Stone.
Yes. So Nottingham, great band. What is the Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Headstone Horrors.
It is.
Tony 4, Paulie being... No, Tony, what's going on now?
4-3? No.
No, because you got the offenders right.
4-4.
No, you got the offenders
right.
Wrong. 4-4. It's 4-4. It's all to play for.
There you go.
All to play for. Right then. So, now, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Oh dear. Well, tell us about that and then what you're going to do instead.
Okay. Thanks for your twat nominations this year. Ends on a little bit of a quiet period, but it is always quiet this week, so we'll let you off. Let's start 2016. With a twat, email me tony at punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Fairly simple. There's going to be loads of twats in the new year, I'm sure.
Yeah, now we can't call it the year of the twat, because we called 2015 the year of the twat, and it didn't happen.
Year of the non-twat.
Yeah.
It's been a poor year for twats.
It really has. I mean, we've had some good ones, we've had some controversial ones, but we haven't had enough.
We twatted Santa last week.
We did, indeed.
But yeah, so let's just, write this year off. It's on my tax return, I'll just write it off as a bad twat year.
Yeah, nothing says Christmas like twatting Santa.
Doesn't, does it?
No. So, also, next week, Tony, should we do New Year's resolutions next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So what are you doing instead?
I'm going to do a movie review.
Oh, yes. Does that mean it's time for
Tony's movie review? Hey.
I went to watch Star Wars.
Oh, did you? I'm going to go and see that on New Year's Day, so please ruin it for me.
Right, okay. Difficult, isn't it? I don't want to ruin it.
No, but just go for it. Don't worry about it.
It's great. It's a great film. It's I went to see it a couple weeks ago. It's got a good things about it. It's very Star Wars. It's very reminiscent of Star Wars. In fact, it's
Star Wars is very Star Wars. It's very reminiscent of Star Wars.
Episode 7, the new one, is very reminiscent of the original Star Wars Episode 4.
Right.
It's
right.
In terms of it's almost the same story.
Okay.
Which is the only problem I have with it, but it's also the reason I think people may be going again and again, because it's just very nostalgic. So
right.
It starts on a desert planet. It's got a big planet-sized weapon in it that's a bit like a Death Star. it's got a canteen scene in it, like very much like the first one. But
right.
But it's also new enough. The new characters are all different, and it's still got a different story. So it still works. It's great, but you do leave thinking, yeah, I've kind of seen a lot of that before. But it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
So you can't moan about it, because it's still better than the prequels.
Yeah, I did read something that said you can tell it's been made by a fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's like a greatest hits montage. Well, done and really well. And it looks great.
And what are the new characters like then?
Great. There's Rey. She's the main character. She's a girl. She's on the desert planet. She's great. She's very Keira Knightley-esque. But
right.
Great. There's Don Boyega, who plays Finn, who's a stormtrooper who just thinks, I don't want to be a stormtrooper anymore.
He killed blimey.
And there's Poe Dameron, who's a pilot. He's very like a Han Solo kind of character. And
right.
they're all great. There's Kylo Ren, who's the bad guy.
Oh, you're saying who's the bad guy? Who's the baddie? Is it a good baddie?
Yeah, he's very emo, though.
Oh, no.
Fat boy will love him.
He's
very goth, but
we're still having emo Star Wars.
It's really good. You'll see what I mean when you watch it. It's very emo.
Oh, Tony, I think I'm going off this.
and there's a new big bad guy, kind of emperor character as well, who's
right.
You don't really see a lot of him, but those four characters are just all great. The original cast are all great. Don't expect to see a lot of Luke Skywalker in it.
No,
he's not in it a great deal. But no, it's really good. But just expect to be a little bit nostalgia-ified by it. But,
when Luke Skywalker does show up, is he a full-on Jedi?
You don't see a lot of him. Kind of, yes. He's kind of gone into recluse, and the whole film is about looking for him.
Is it like Star Wars, The Search for Spock?
Yes, it is. But you see even less of him. But yeah, he's kind of a Jedi, and he's kind of been teaching people, but he's kind of retired and hid. So he's kind of all about the search for Luke, so you don't really see him until the end.
Which is what his Uncle Ben did in the first one. He'd been hiding, hadn't he?
Yep. Yep, very much so.
Right.
It's good, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is all the only bad points, but it's just a great film.
Right.
I want to go again.
Excellent. Well, you can come with me on New Year's Day if you want.
New Year's Day, I'm going to be hungover.
Yeah, you see, oh no, I can't actually.
Where
are
you
going?
Have you decided where to go yet? Which cinema?
Showcase.
Nice.
Yeah. But what's all this 3D thing about?
I don't know. They've got this X Plus thing in the back. It's about £20 a ticket. I have no idea what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, you don't need to wear bloody glasses, do you?
If it's 3D, you do, yeah.
No, I don't want it to watch it in 3D. I just want to go and watch it.
Yeah, you can. We'll just watch it normal. Yeah, it's fine. I didn't see it in 3D.
Right, can you walk in and say, I'd like to watch it in normal, please?
Yes.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Right, then, I've got to crack on.
Okay.
Last track, Tony. Limousine, of course.
Excellent.
From their latest album, which is out now, Beers, Guitars and Scars, I think it's called. And this track, well, as soon as I heard it, I went, oh, this is great. Yeah. Little bit of a departure for Limousine, this, and it does sound a bit kraut rocky.
Okay.
But I absolutely love it. We played it a while back. What is Limousine's website?
I always get this wrong. Limousine.com.
Limousineband.com.
There you go.
Paulie B, and this is at 5, Tony 4. Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it, let's rock. That was Limousine, Fuck It, Let's Rock. What a great way. We started off with Cheers. We're finishing with Fuck It, Let's Rock. Fair enough, isn't it? That is Punky Radio. Done for another year, Tony.
It is.
Please do mention the internet stations that carry this show so brilliantly.
We are on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM, which you can find TBFM online. UK.
Thanks so much for listening. I might see one or two of you down the line, I suppose. If not, the very best of luck for the coming year. And as I say once a year, Tony, only updating the year, I hope you get what you deserve in 2016. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns.